Let us attend the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brothers. Judah begat Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram. Ram begat Amminadab, Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon. Salmon begat Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begat Obed by Ruth. Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. David the king begat Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begat Rehoboam. Rehoboam begat Abijah, and Abijah begat Asa. Asa begat Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah. Uzziah begat Jotham. Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah. Hezekiah begat Manasseh. Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah. Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begat Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begat Abiud. Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor. Azor begat Zadok. Zadok begat Achim, and Achim begat Eliud. Eliud begat Eleazar. Eleazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her, even up until the time that she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
It says in our epistle this morning that Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. In other words, Canaan. And yet he still looked for a city having foundations, whose builder and fashioner is God. Nor did any of the other holy ones that we read about in this morning's epistle receive what was promised, namely the inheritance that was promised by God. They were seeking, St. Paul says, a better country, even a heavenly homeland. In other words, one not of this world. St. Paul's point is that they knew in faith that the land of Palestine is not the promised land, and so not the promised inheritance, and so the city of Jerusalem was not the city of God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, St. Paul says in our epistle this morning, says that they were living in tents as they sojourned. While we are still in this tent, St. Paul says in another place, we sigh with anxiety. And St. Peter writes, I know that the putting off of my tent body will be soon. Of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world, St. John says, according to the Greek, and the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. In another place, the Lord says, destroy this temple, meaning his body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The word for temple can be interchangeable with the word for tent in the Old Testament. And St. Paul again in Hebrews writes of the high priest going but once a year, and that not without blood, into the Holy of Holies. He says, by this the Holy Spirit was indicating that the way into the Holy of Holies, in other words, into the sanctuary of the temple of the better heavenly city, would not be manifest. The way into that sanctuary would not be made manifest so long as the first tent, in other words, the temple of Christ's earthly body, still stood. St. Matthew's book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ traces Jesus' ancestry back to King David and Abraham. It is Jesus' human ancestry through his mother, not through Joseph. Note the formula that St. Matthew follows in his genealogy. The formula goes like this. The male begat so-and-so. But when we come to Joseph, it says, Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born. The formula changes. For Joseph did not beget Jesus. It says, when his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, she was found already to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Now, Joseph was a righteous man, it says. And that's why he wanted to divorce Mary, because he was a righteous man. But that he did not divorce her, even took her as his wife, proves, actually, conclusively, that he was a righteous man, in fact. Because it speaks to his obedience to the word of the Lord that he received from the angel to take Mary as his wife, because the child in her womb was conceived of the Holy Spirit. So by taking Mary as his wife, when she was already with child, Joseph, because he was a righteous man, becomes a prophet, telling forth, prophesying, by his action, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. And he bears witness to the truth that the child conceived in the womb of his wife was conceived of the Holy Spirit of God. And like the mighty river coming forth from the gate of the temple that remains shut in Ezekiel's vision and flowed all the way into Galilee, according to Ezekiel 47, chapter 47, verse 8 in the Septuagint, it flowed all the way into Galilee, healing and making alive everything it touched. Just like that mighty river flowing from the coming forth from the gate of the temple, God the Word came forth from the Virgin in the tent, in the body, built for him from his maternal ancestors. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ then sets before us how the body of the Blessed Virgin was being fashioned throughout the generations as the holy temple of God. From the loins of Abraham, it says. She comes from the loins of Abraham And Abraham himself was as good as dead, St. Paul says. And St. Paul says here in Hebrews that the children of Abraham came forth from his loins as from one who was dead. But the point there is that this is a type of resurrection. And all of Israel exists as a prophetic act that foretells the resurrection of Christ. And as we were talking about in the adult class this morning, that means that this book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ is the book of resurrection. It's the book of Jesus Christ. But what does Jesus Christ tell Martha and Mary? He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And so this book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, tracing the genesis, the unfolding of Jesus from the time from Abraham until he's born of the Virgin, it's the book of resurrection, tracing the emergence of Israel as a nation, as a type of resurrection from the loins of Abraham, who was as good as dead, all the way to the birth of him who is the resurrection and the life. In the sanctuary of her virginal womb, God would fashion the tent of his human body that he received from her. And he who was in the form of God, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, would be found in the form of man, becoming obedient as the new Adam, even to the point of death on the cross, that he might destroy the devil and deliver us from death, as St. Paul says in Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the Word, we read in St. John's Gospel. He is the Word, the Logos. But Logos can also mean meaning. So he is the Word, he is the meaning of this book written by the history of Israel. That meaning, our epistle reading tells us this morning, has to do with the receiving the inheritance promised by God. And that promised inheritance is not the land of Canaan, nor the city of Jerusalem. That promised inheritance, in fact, is a heavenly city, having foundations, whose builder and fashioner is God, as we read in the epistle this morning. What might that foundation be of this city, whose builder and fashioner is God? Is it not the crucified body of Christ? The stone rejected by the builders that was laid dead in the tomb. Here is the paschal wonder, the wonder of Pascha, that is the word of the Noel of Christmas in the book of Christmas, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. That mystery is that the foundation of the heavenly city for which Abraham was waiting is to be found in the tomb of Christ. In other words, as St. Macarius the Egyptian would tell us in his 11th homily, chapter 11, that's why we can remember it, because it's so easy to remember, 11:11. As St. Macarius would tell us, is the tomb of the human heart. The human heart, as the prophet Jeremiah would tell us, that is deep beyond all things. For the foundation of the temple or tent of our earthly body is the seed of Adam. In his disobedience, death spread to all men, as St. Paul says in Romans, tearing our earthly life like a vine out of its native soil, in the image and likeness of God, and taking that vine and transplanting it in the tomb of death. Where, of course, what's it going to do? Is it going to grow? No. It's going to die. It's going to get corrupt and it's going to start to stink. From the dust you came, says the Lord to Adam, to the dust shall you return. So then why did Adam call his wife Eve? Why did he call her Eve? It's a Hebrew word. It means mother of the living. Now we can read in the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ that Adam was a prophet, foretelling that the woman would become the mother of God, the Theotokos, the mother of him who is himself, the resurrection and the life. St. Matthew's book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, then, is setting before us what? The mystery of God that was hidden from the ages and from the generations. That mystery now is made manifest to his saints. That mystery is Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, and becoming flesh, the image of God in whom we were made, has refashioned the tent of our earthly body on a new foundation, the seed of God, the seed of the Holy Spirit, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, whereby he fills our death with the living waters of his Holy Spirit. So that whereas death spread through our nature in the old Adam, the living waters of the Holy Spirit spread through our death in the new Adam, transfiguring our death into resurrection and life. Here, beloved faithful, let us announce with the angels the Noel, the good news of Christmas, in the joy of the feast. The Son of God is born of the Virgin and becomes the Son of Man, so that we can become children of God. He who was without mother and without genealogy now has a mother. And you know, when you read his genealogy, you're kind of caught. You're kind of caught. It's a tenderness there. But you know, St. Luke or St. Matthew is also behaving like Sergeant Friday of Dragnet. And you have to be real, real close to catch it. He says, Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born. Then he goes on to say, when his mother, Mary. There's a tenderness there that you can catch. God has a mother. When his mother, Mary, was still betrothed to Joseph, he was found already to be with child of the Holy Spirit. So that he who was without mother and without genealogy now has a mother and a human ancestry. And now we can call his God our Father who art in heaven. For Christ is in you. This is the joy of Christmas, the Noel of Christmas. Christ is in you. That means that the resurrection is in you. The life of the Holy Spirit is in you. The kingdom of heaven, the promised inheritance that Abraham was looking for, is within you. By your holy baptism, you have put on Christ. And so you have been written into the book of the genealogy of Christ. For you have become a child of God. We live now with Abraham in the tents of these our earthly bodies. And our sojourn is to the tomb of Christ. For that is where we come upon the gates of the heavenly city, the promised inheritance. The word then that gives meaning to the book of our life is the command to put to death all that is earthly in us, so that the tent of our earthly body may be destroyed, as was the Lord's, and be transfigured in the power and the joy of Christ's holy resurrection into a living stone, as St. Peter writes, into it that can be built into a spiritual temple, in whom the Spirit of God dwells. So in coming to the feast of Christmas, do you see that we are coming to the cave of Bethlehem already as to the tomb of Christ? so that already we are drawing near to the gates of the heavenly city, for which all the holy ones of the Old Testament were waiting for in the coming of Christ, so that they would not be made perfect apart from us. The foundation of this city is outside the city. Remember, Christ was crucified outside the city. That foundation is found in the tomb of Christ, in the tomb of our heart that is deep beyond all things. And that foundation, which is the body of Christ, is the cornerstone of the precious and most pure body of Christ that he received from the Holy Virgin. Beloved faithful, here again, let us announce the Noel of Christmas. As we carry in the tent of our earthly body the death of Jesus, quoting St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, we are carrying within us the foundation of that heavenly city that Abraham was waiting for. And the life of Jesus is being made manifest in our bodies. How is it being made manifest? I think we can say it is made manifest in the joy of the feast that touches us when we celebrate the feast. It is the joy of that glory of God that was made manifest even in the temples of the Old Testament. You remember that on several occasions, the glory of God filled the Old Testament temple so that no one could enter. Beloved faithful, in the Holy Eucharist, that very glory would fill the tent of our earthly body. May that glory himself, Jesus Christ, fill the tent of your body in the joy of the feast. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. Amen.